Atlantic Magazine, Trump-hating Democrats refuse to help fix migrant crisis. By Neil Monroe on October 23, 2018. The Democratic Party is refusing to help fix to the migrant caravan crisis because they increasingly hate President Donald Trump and his lower immigration policies, says The Atlantic Magazine. Canadian-born author David Frum writes. Short of an election eve exoneration by Robert Mueller, it would be hard to imagine a nicer October surprise for Donald Trump than an attempt by thousands of unauthorized immigrants to force the borders of the United States. It dramatizes every one of his themes, but none more spectacularly than this. His claim that his opponents will not defend the borders of the United States. But Democrats are refusing to recognize the strong public demand for a fix, he says. Meanwhile, in the Democrats' liberal base, the mood toward the caravan is positively sympathetic. The caravan's slogan, "People Without Borders," chimes with the rising sentiment among liberals that border enforcement is inherently illegitimate, and usually racist, too. In February, all Democrats joined with Business First Republicans to block Trump's compromise immigration reforms. Since then, Democrats have also opposed vital border protection measures, such as additional detention beds or extra officers. If Democrats continue to refuse to defend the border, then swing voting Americans will pick an outsider to do the job, and Americans' politics will be transformed, says Frum. For Trump's opponents, the caravan represents a trap. Has Trump's radical nativism so counter-radicalized them that they have internalized the caravan message against any border enforcement at all? If yes, they will not help immigrants. They will only marginalize themselves, and American politics will follow the European path in which anti-immigration parties of the extreme right cannibalize the political center. If liberals insist that only fascists will defend borders, then voters will hire fascists to do the job liberals will not do. I've been pounding the drum for this warning since the European migration crisis accelerated in 2013. The warning holds as true as ever, and now it's coming home. Frum's article is filled with the usual progressive skewed terminology, including unauthorized immigrants, extreme right, fascist, and it even uses the term liberal to describe progressives or elite socialists. But many even-handed observers need to adjust their terms to mollify the progressive editors who do not want to recognize the difference between an illegal migrant and a legal immigrant, or even to recognize that the law of supply and demand also applies to their own fortunes. Read it all here. That flood of outside labor spikes profits and Wall Street values by cutting salaries for manual and skilled labor offered by blue-collar and white-collar employees. The policy also drives up real estate prices, widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, hurts kids' schools and college education, pushes Americans away from high-tech careers, and sidelines at least 5 million marginalized Americans and their families, including many who are now struggling with opioid addictions. Immigration also pulls investment and wealth away from heartland states because coastal investors can more easily hire and supervise the large immigrant populations living in the coastal states.